This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store, depending on what platform you carry, or your little smart speakers. You can ask those little suckers to play us live anywhere. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio, and it will stream us live right to your little speaker. Podcast, we got you covered there. We're on every podcast platform, so if you don't miss us, if you don't catch us from 3 to 6, you have something to do, which does happen from time to time. You just check out the podcast anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we're all there. How's everyone doing on this Wednesday, January 14th, 2026? 45 degrees, 309 here in Northeast Pennsylvania. If you were not aware, and if you have a Verizon phone, you pretty much are aware, there's a major outage with Verizon phone systems. Now, there is sporadic issues with other platforms from what I'm seeing, but this is mostly affecting the Verizon system. It's affecting some people here and hundreds of thousands across the nation. So if your phone's not working, if your Verizon phone is stuck in SOS mode, it is because this Verizon issue. And I believe it's been going on since about 11 today. And hopefully it clears up, because it does cause a major safety risk for everyone involved, especially the amount that we depend on our phones. So just let your, well, it's hard to let them know. I do believe that some text messages over the internet is working, because I have a guest. I'm supposed to have a guest coming on today at 4 o'clock who is affected by the Verizon outage, does not have a home a landline, and we are trying to figure out how to get them on. It appears that we will try them and see if we can get them on at 4 o'clock. That's Miss Julie Grant, who is the host of Opening Statements on Court TV. If you did catch it, I was on court on her show, Opening Statements, this morning on Court TV, where we talked about that au pair affair love triangle in Virginia murder. And the arrest of an actor for child abuse. So, alleged child abuse. They raided both his home, and the U.S. Marshals were involved. The Fugitive Task Force in New York, because the actor and his wife have a house in the Catskills just above the Pennsylvania border. Just outside, and not above, but just next to the Pennsylvania border. And they did also raid that house looking for the individual, because he was, for them to bring the Marshals and the Fugitive Task Force, they, I guess, at least believed he was going to be on the run. He did turn himself in pretty much around the same time that as these houses were raided, but he was not in any of those residences. He did post a video that he posted on TikTok saying that he was innocent and he's going to fight these charges and these were lies, and that he's going to assemble a top team to fight this. And then he turned himself in. So he is in custody at this time, or he was in custody. I don't know if bail has been set or bail has been granted. I would imagine it would be, unless they suspect him as a flight risk. So I guess we'll see what happens there. But hopefully we can get Julie on today at 4 o'clock, because she is just a wealth of knowledge, an attorney, host of her own show, and Court TV's some good watching if you're into that. So let's talk Iran. The death toll in Iran has been doubling by the day, not even more than that. I think yesterday or the day before it was 500. Now I'm hearing anything from 2,500 to 20,000. Some public hangings were supposed to take place today, and there are warnings from the Trump administration, don't do it. And there are multiple U.S. assets in the area to deal with this, and there have been talks of some sort of retaliatory strike if the regime in Iran does start to execute these protesters. And this is not a small percentage. This is not, you know, a handful of people, a tenth of 1% like we see at some of our demonstrations here. This is tens of thousands. And they're not screaming death to America now. They're screaming death to the Ayatollah, death to the regime, looking to overthrow the government. Those of you that are too young to remember, Iran was a flourishing Arab nation. It was very modernized. It was very westernized. If you look at it, and they're not hard to find, there's videos everywhere. It is not dissimilar to Venezuela, which was a thriving economy, a thriving people, and then it fell into socialism. Well, Iran fell into radical Islam with the Allah, who is a terrorist, plain and simple. So Trump is threatening very strong action against Iran if the regime hangs protesters, which was supposed to take place today. And I don't think he's kidding. There are assets in the area. There is training going on in the area. Russia has been seen flying in assets to Iran. What type of assets? We don't know. I don't think it's not personnel, it's equipment. So is it air defense systems? Well, that would be sweet because we just obliterated the air defense systems that were Russia made and purchased from Venezuela. So if they'd like to give us a take two, I think that's that is on the table. But if the regime in Iran starts to mass executing protesters. And again, the numbers now, the lowest number I've seen from an on-the-ground organization is 2,500, but I've seen estimates as high as 15,000 to 20,000. Starlink is somewhat active, so we've gotten some video out of Iran. There are multiple pictures of stacked body bags showing up, so you know, these deaths are happening, and hopefully does not get to that number. Hopefully this is an exaggeration. Hopefully the 2,500 is an exaggeration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Trump said, we don't want to see what's happening in Iran happen, Trump said. You know, if they want to have protests, that's one thing. But start killing thousands of people and now you're telling me about hanging? We'll see how that works out for them. It's not going to work out good. I don't think this is an idle threat. I don't think this is an idle threat at all. The people of Iran, in a great majority, if you've seen the videos that are out there, these are mass demonstrations, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people in different areas. They have burned buildings. They have taken over police stations. There is retaliations going on where there were videos yesterday circulating of military forces or security forces, because the police, the military, security forces are all kind of jumbled around when it comes to these nations, firing into the crowd with live ammunition, using mobile attack vehicles with 50 caliber weapons, you know, opening fire on these protesters. This is a... There is a red line that's drawn now. And does America... And again, this has nothing to do with American troops on the ground. That is not even on the table here. But for strategic airstrikes and punishment towards the regime, if they start hanging and mass killing civilians, is that something that we do? Is that... We have Venezuela going on. Iran has been an ongoing issue, but it's been quiet since we hit them the last time and took out their nuclear facilities. Iran has also been saber-rattling that they can get a nuclear weapon in 24 hours. Does leadership in Iran feel so threatened that they decide to detonate a dirty bomb on their own people, in their own territory? If the regime thinks that they're going to be overthrown and killed anyway, unless they get on a plane to Russia or disappear to one of the nations that would protect them, and again, are they really protected? Because of what use is Iran's leadership to places like Russia, places like China, when they're no longer in power, when they no longer control that area? And just like Venezuela. If we send in a strike, I think it's going to be very precise. I think it's going to be very lethal. But is this something that we have an obligation to do? If a nation's leadership is saying, hey, we're going to start executing 10, 20,000 people, do we step in and send in airstrikes to limit that ability? And again, it's just a limit to that ability. And hopefully the Iranian people gain a greater ground to take back their nation. This is... In our lifetime, well, not in our lifetime, because in our lifetime, Iran was free early in our lifetime. In our recent lifetime, this is the closest that we've come to Iranian government being overthrown. One of the major sponsors of terrorism in that hemisphere. A threat to the world. So this is not a bad thing, but as far as the U.S. getting involved in yet another issue, are we spreading our forces too thin? Are we, you know, putting ourselves out there where we're taking on too much? Our military is no doubt the greatest military in the world. We are. But there are plenty of shortcomings. And from our industrial infrastructure, to replacing soldiers, equipment, and such, if this becomes not only with Iran, Russia, Venezuela, I don't think is any longer a problem. But we have the ongoing issue in the Pacific with China. We have a third of our resources, if not more, in the South China Sea to deal with the aggression of China, just to keep them at bay. If they see us spread out between Russia and Iran at this point and dealing with Venezuela, with Russia and Cuban influence, does China say, hey, you know, we got a good chance here. We have a great opportunity to flex our muscle. And then what? You know, we're taking on half the world. That together, you know, could create a Red Dawn type atmosphere to where, you know, what was it? The first one was Russia, Cuba, and North Korea. Well, the second one was North Korea. You know, Russia and Cuban forces. So it's amazing how these fictional movies we grew up with and the remake, you know, being supposedly North Korea, become closer to reality. It would be a great thing if the Iranian people can take back their government. But again, the history in this region, the history in that entire area has not been good for that type. You know, usually they go from bad to equally bad or worse. So, but there are enough people in Iran that remember when things were good, remember when they had the freedom to be who they want to be without fear. And unfortunately, the more abusive that the Iranian regime gets, the more rebellious the populace will get. But if they start hanging people by the hundreds in the street to try and scare more people and prove a point, I don't think there's another option but U.S. strategically hitting Iran to send a clear message that their days are numbered. And does that wrap at that pace? I guess we'll see. Does it create a bigger issue? Does Russia, who I think has their own problems, so you know, I could see them supporting as far as equipment and financially, but as far as taking on any more, I mean, they have their hands full with Ukraine. So maybe this is a good time for that to happen. But I think the message has been sent that if they cross the line of start mass executing people, not shooting at demonstrators, but I'm talking an organized mass execution, I think very quickly you see a report of American forces after they're leaving Iranian airspace and something that happened. And that could be as early as tonight. So hopefully, God bless our men and women in our military. But hopefully the people of Iran take back their nation as they ought to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.